Welcome to Time Audio. Enjoy.
File a timely and complete motion, relation back. A Section 2255 motion may be amended in the same manner as any other civil pleading under Federal Rule of Civil Procedure 15A, which provides that a court should freely give leave to amend when justice so requires. Section 2255's statute of limitations, however, complicates the amendment process. Any attempt to amend a Section 2255 motion with a new claim will be time-barred unless the claim, 1, is itself independently timely because filed within 1 year of one of the four triggering dates listed in paragraph 6 of Section 2255, or, 2, relates back to the date of the earlier motion, and the earlier motion was timely filed. Relation back causes an otherwise untimely claim to be considered timely by treating it as if it had been filed when the timely claims were filed. Federal Rule of Civil Procedure 15C allows relation back when the amendment asserts a claim or defense that arose out of the conduct, transaction, or occurrence set out, or attempted to be set out, in the original pleading. Under Rule 15C, an amendment relates back only if it clarifies a claim in the initial motion, that is, when the original motion and amendment contain claims that involve a common core of operative facts. If the amendment depends upon events separate both in time and type from those upon which the original claims depended, it will not relate back, even though it arises from the same conviction and sentence. Given the limited reach of the relation back doctrine, once the one-year statute of limitations under paragraph 6(1) has run, it will be impossible to amend a motion with any new claims except in those rare circumstances where a claim is independently timely under one of the difficult standards articulated in paragraphs 6(2), 6(3) or 6(4), or equitable tolling is warranted. Accordingly, it is essential that movements include in their first motion all potential claims for which they might desire to seek review and relief. Jurisdiction, the custody requirement. Section 2255 requires that the movement be a prisoner in custody under sentence of a court established by Act of Congress. This is a jurisdictional requirement. It is satisfied if the movement is in custody at the time the motion is filed. Types of restraint that constitute custody. The most common form of custody is incarceration pursuant to a criminal conviction. Custody also includes other restraints on liberty that are not shared by the public generally, such as involuntary commitment to a mental health facility or a special penal facility, such as one for sexually violent predators. Custody, however, has not been restricted to situations in which the applicant is in actual physical custody. A movement is in custody if, at the time of filing the motion, she is, 1, on supervised release, 2, on parole, 3, on probation, 4, ordered to participate in certain rehabilitation programs, or, 5, released on bail, bond, or personal recognizance. The following do not satisfy the custody requirement: 1, payment of a fine or restitution, 2, revocation of a license, or, 3, registration as a sex offender. Custody under consecutive sentences and sentences already served. For a prisoner serving consecutive sentences, the custody determination can be complicated. In general, consecutive sentences should be treated as a continuous series, that is, a prisoner remains in custody under all of his sentences until all are served. Thus, a prisoner serving the sentence for one conviction may challenge a different conviction via Section 2255 if the challenged conviction adds in some way to the aggregate of the consecutive sentences the movement eventually must serve. For a prisoner with a federal sentence that runs consecutive to a state or federal sentence currently being served, the prisoner is considered to be in custody on the future federal sentence and may attack that sentence before completely serving the current sentence. Indeed, given that the one-year statute of limitations for filing a Section 2255 motion may elapse before the future federal sentence begins to run, a movement must attack that future federal sentence even though it has not yet begun to be served. Similarly, a prisoner serving some part of a series of consecutive sentences is also in custody under any sentences which have already expired, so long as invalidation of the expired sentence would advance the date of the movement's eligibility for release from present incarceration. Thus, if an expired sentence persists, to postpone the date of eligibility for release under the unexpired sentences, a movement may file a Section 2255 motion challenging the expired sentence. Unless the sentence being challenged is one of an aggregate of consecutive sentences, Section 2255 cannot be used to challenge the legality of a conviction where the sentence has been fully served. This is because a prisoner is no longer in custody under a conviction after the sentence imposed for it has fully expired by the time the motion was filed. This is true even if the conviction is later used as a prior to enhance a sentence imposed pursuant to a subsequent conviction.